Welcome to our Companions on the Journey series. Here we share our stories as Dominican sisters and associates of Spark Hill. Today, we invite you to listen to Sister Dolores Shortall share her story. Sister Dolores reflects on how Sister Catherine Patricia Brennan made a difference in her life and inspires her until this very day.
Dolores, was there somebody special in your life, a Dominican sister particularly, who inspired you and in such a way that it remains you today that you can tell this story? Who was that person?
For me, I go way back to Sister Catherine Patricia, or Sister Catherine Brennan, and I was 6 years old. Now that's how far back it goes. And we were encouraged as children to make visits to church after school. And almost every day, my girlfriends and I would go into St. Mark's Church and we would make visits to the Blessed Sacrament. But I was with one of my special friends one day, and we were always enthralled by the votive candles that were lit. My girlfriend and I thought it would be fun to blow out the candles. We blew out the votive candles. And so when we come out of church, we saw a bunch of kids standing around Sister Catherine Patricia. We knew something was wrong because they were standing there with her, and when we got near her, she said, "Were you in church? Somebody said you were in church and that you blew out the candles by the statue of Saint Joseph." And so we told the truth. We said that we blew out the candles, and I thought sure my mother was going to be called next, but she didn't do that. She was so kind. I was so impressed, even as a very young child, 6 years old, at the way she treated us. That became for me, and many years later, when I would look back, that was really an encounter with Jesus. But I didn't know it at the time. She wasn't around when I entered the convent. She was transferred to New York. And so I hadn't seen her, but when I entered the convent, I remember meeting her at the bazaar. Anyway, it was so neat to see this beautiful person again. And then I went out on mission to St. Martin at Tours. I was having a little disillusionment with what this was all about, you know, and Sister Sheila Marie O'Regan wanted to visit her sponsor at 63rd Street, and we got the idea that I should call Sister Catherine Brennan and get to visit her. This kind, beautiful person who radiated, Jesus radiated religious life, spent time with me. I guess I shared with her at that time what I was feeling, and she was so compassionate and so understanding, and encouraged me to, you know, keep going. You know, this sometimes happened in religious life, and so I did. Okay, I'm going to fast forward again to when she was my superior in principle at St. Mary Magdalene Parish in Brentwood, Missouri, and a wonderful, wonderful superior. That would have been sometime in the 60s, and a very flexible person. And I hadn't experienced that until that year. And it was just a joy, you know, to live in the convent, to go to school, to have her, to witness her goodness and her kindness to the kids. I mean, I had other wonderful, you know, Dominican sisters, teachers, and principals, but I just know that I met Jesus and Sister Catherine Patricia. And that remains with me till this day.
Wonderful.